This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3853 for Wednesday, the 10th of May, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Creating a Prompt for ChatGPT to Generate an HPR Show. It is the 70th show of Mr. X and is about 10 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, a rushed episode going over the steps I used to create a ChatGPT prompt to generate an HPR episode.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience, and welcome to this podcast. My name is Mr. X. As usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available to us all on these here intertubes. Hacker Public Radio is a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. Why don't you pick up a microphone, a mobile phone, a tablet, where you've got to hand, MP3 recorder, anything, and they send in a show. If I can do it, anyone can. And we have been short on shows recently, and I'm sure you must have something interesting you can send in. In this episode, I decided to see if I could get ChatGPT to write an HPR episode about itself. I was initially reluctant to do this. However, since HPR was recently short on shows, and I was short on time and ideas, I decided to give it a go. One reason for my reluctance was that I didn't want HPR to be flooded with shows generated by ChatGPT. The other reason being that a great show covering ChatGPT was previously provided by the HPR host DNT, entitled Chatbot Hallucinations, referred to HPR 3801. In comparison, my poor attempt took about 10 minutes to generate while I was waiting to be called for lunch. Below are the steps I used to generate the prompt that I gave to ChatGPT and was to ultimately generate an HPR show. You interface with ChatGPT by providing prompts. This just means typing some text into the input field within the ChatGPT website. Here's how I did it. Keep in mind that the complete process took just 10 minutes. I visited the ChatGPT website at chat.openai.com. Then I copied and pasted the following prompt into the ChatGPT text input field. The prompt came from a video I found on YouTube. I'll include the link to the video in the show notes. So the prompt was, I want you to become my prompt creator. Your goal is to help me craft the best possible prompt for my needs. The prompt will be used by you, ChatGPT. You will follow the following process. 1. Your first response will be to ask me what the prompt should be about. I will provide my answer, but we will need to improve it through continual iterations by going through the next steps. 2. Based on my input, you will generate 3 sections. A. Revise prompt. Provide your written prompt. It should be clear, concise, and easily understood by you. B. Suggestions. Provide suggestions on what details to include in the prompt to improve it. C. Questions. Ask any relevant questions pertaining to what additional information is needed from me to improve the prompt. 3. We will continue this iterative process with me providing additional information to you and you updating the prompt in the revised prompt section until it's complete. ChatGPT responded with, sounds like a fun and collaborative process. What should the prompt be about? I replied with the following prompt. Write a show for the Hacker Public Radio podcast describing the history and use of ChatGPT. Includes some examples about what it can be used for. Also includes some relevant web links about ChatGPT. ChatGPT responded with, great. Based on your input, here are the revised prompt suggestions and questions for further clarification. Revised prompt. Create a Hacker Public Radio podcast episode that explores the history and application of ChatGPT. share examples of how ChatGPT can be used, and include relevant web links for listeners to learn more. Suggestions: consider including information about the development of ChatGPT, such as who created it and when. Provide a clear and concise example of how ChatGPT can be used in various industries and fields, such as customer services, content creation, and chatbots. Highlight the benefits and limitations of using ChatGPT, including its ability to learn and adapt to user inputs, and the potential ethical concerns surrounding its use. Provide relevant web links, such as the official OpenAI website, and articles about the latest developments in ChatGPT technology. Questions: is there a specific angle or focus you want to take in exploring this history and applications of ChatGPT? Do you have any specific examples or use cases of ChatGPT that you would like to be included in the podcast episode? How technical should the podcast be? Should it cater to a more general audience or dive into more technical details? I replied with the following revised prompt. Could the Hacker Public Radio podcast, before I start, bear in mind that I more or less just copied the stuff up above with minimal tweaking. Create a Hacker Public Radio podcast episode that explores the history and application of ChatGPT, share examples of how ChatGPT can be used, and include relevant web links for listeners to learn more. Include information about the development of ChatGPT, such as who created it and when. Provide clear and concise examples of how ChatGPT can be used in various industries and fields, such as customer services, content creation, and chatbots. Highlight the benefits and limitations of using ChatGPT, including its ability to learn and adapt to user inputs and the potential ethical concerns surrounding its use. Provide relevant web links, such as the official OpenAI website and articles about the latest developments in ChatGPT technology. The show is mainly aimed at hobbyists. Many of the listeners will have Linux experience and IT experience. Some listeners may have some programming experience. The article should cater for both a general audience while also diving into more technical details. Format the article using Markdown as required. ChatGPT responded with revised prompt. Create a Hacker Public Radio podcast episode exploring the history and application of ChatGPT, an artificial intelligence language model developed by OpenAI. The ChatGPT has become increasingly popular due to its ability to understand and generate human-like text. Its applications span a wide range of industries and fields. In this episode, we'll dive into the developments of ChatGPT, including who created it and when. We will explore the technology behind it, how it has evolved over time. We will also provide clear and concise examples of how ChatGPT can be used in various industries and fields, such as customer services, content creation, and chatbots. For example, ChatGPT can be used to generate personalized responses to customer inquiries in real time, create high-quality content for websites and social media platforms, and power chatbots that can assist with a range of tasks. Additionally, we will highlight the benefits and limitations of using chatbot, including its ability to learn and adapt to users' input, and the potential ethical concerns surrounding its use. As ChatGPT continues to grow in popularity, it is important to consider the implications of using AI technology that can generate human-like text, such as the potential for bias and misinformation. To provide listeners with more information, we will include relevant web links, such as the official OpenAI website and articles about the latest developments in ChatGPT technology. This episode will cater to a general audience while also diving into more technical details for listeners with Linux, IT, and programming experience. The article will be formatted using Markdown as required. Suggestions: consider including interviews with experts in the field of AI or individuals who have used ChatGPT in their work. Provide real-world examples of how ChatGPT has been used in various industries and fields. Discuss the potential future applications of ChatGPT and where the technology may be headed. Address any concerns, misconceptions, or concerns about the use of AI language models like ChatGPT. Questions: is there a specific length you would like the episode to be? Are there any specific individuals or companies you would like us to feature in this episode? Is there any particular tone or style you would like us to use for podcast episodes? I stopped at this point and decided not to take any on board any further suggestions, as I was kind of limited in time, so I didn't bother finding it anymore. As I mentioned, the whole process just took 10 minutes. It was so easy. So I think, I've also included in the show notes a general link to an article about ChatGPT from Wikipedia. Again, it took seconds to find. And I also found an interesting TED talk which gives some of the background of the development of ChatGPT by Greg Brockman. In my next show, I'll actually provide the episode that ChatGPT generated. So stay tuned for part two. And finally, if you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr@googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.